All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Matthew chapter number 15. Matthew chapter 15. So nasa chapter 15 na tayo ng book of Matthew. Tatalakayin natin ang buong aklat ng Matthew. Pero we'll do it verse by verse, chapter by chapter, line upon line, and all that so that we get a full picture of the book of Matthew. So, si Matthew ang nagsulat nito at ang thesis ni Matthew ay si Jesus ay ang hari. He is the king. Jesus presented himself as king and the Messiah. And the problem is, his people received him not. They rejected him. So, hindi siya tinanggap bilang Messiah. Handa sila sa kanyang miracles. Handa sila sa kanyang healing. Pero ayaw nila sa kanyang teaching at saka sa kanyang preaching. So, we begin in Matthew chapter 15. Now, in Matthew chapter 14, last time, nakita natin yung rejection sa kanya ng Hasmonean family at saka ng Herodian family. So, chapter 15 naman, makikita natin yung ceremonial rejection ng Panginoon or religious opposition to the Lord Jesus Christ. And our focus will be on the first 21. Verses. So Matthew chapter 15 from verse 1 to 21 ang magiging message natin this afternoon. So let's look at chapter 15 verse number 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees which were of Jerusalem saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the traditions of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread?" Wow, what an important thing that, whoa, your disciples, man, they're just wrong. They're terrible disciples. They don't wash their hands before they eat. Now, let's pray and we'll get into the message and see what the Lord has for us. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we see the heart of the Savior in dealing with people and making sure that the important things are important more than just the exterior things. I certainly pray that the Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts, help us to understand the context, help us to interpret the passages correctly, and help us to make the proper application. We ask that your Holy Spirit would deal with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, dumating yung balita sa mga scribes and Pharisees. Pero pansinin mo, notice in verse number 1, they're not just regular scribes and Pharisees. Matthew makes a point here that they were of Jerusalem. Now, where was Jesus when he was preaching and teaching this? He was in Galilee. Well, if you know your Bible geography, Jerusalem is south, Galilee is north. They came from Jerusalem to confront Jesus. So Jesus' fame was spreading. Everybody heard about his preaching and teaching, his healing and his church planting ministries. And so they came from Jerusalem to confront the Lord. And notice their confrontation of him in verse 2. "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?" So, sa Jewish culture, marami silang mga tradisyon. Ang tawag sa kanilang tradisyon, Talmud. Sa Talmud, Jewish commentary on the scriptures, Jewish practices. Tapos meron pa silang Mishnah. Ano yung Mishnah? Well, there's basically Rabbi so-and-so teaches this. Rabbi so-and-so teaches this. Linagay sa volume 1. Tapos, Rabbi this, Rabbi that, volume 2. Well, there's about 100 volumes to the Mishnah. And so, tradition, so important to the Jewish culture. Tradition, I guess, is so important to everybody. We all have traditions. Alright, so ano kayo yung tradisyon ng U.S.? Well, I could say there's a Thanksgiving tradition sa U.S. Ano yun, Brother Bill? Naglalaan sila bilang bansa ng isang araw na kung saan nagpapasalamat sila sa Diyos. Now, that's just the nice thing. But the reality is, a lot of people don't even know the tradition for Thanksgiving anymore. They look at Thanksgiving as Turkey Day. Okay, yun na lang. It's just a day to get together and to just have fun and friends and family and eat a lot of food. Amen. I like that. But hindi yon ang purpose ng first Thanksgiving when it was proclaimed by the first president, George Washington ng US. Now, may iba't ibang mga bansa. Korea celebrates Thanksgiving. They just celebrated their Thanksgiving Day. And there are many other countries, probably 12 or so countries that have Thanksgiving Day. Philippines doesn't have Thanksgiving Day. So, grabe no? Sa dami-dami ng holiday sa Pinas, walang holiday na nagpapasalamat sa Diyos, sa kabutihan ng Diyos. Sana, kung gusto ninyong magdagdag ng holiday, dagdagan nyo yung Thanksgiving Day. Okay? Pero, wala naman tayong authority sa salita ng Diyos na magkaroon ng Thanksgiving Day. That is a tradition. Kapag ang paniniwala mo o yung practice mo hindi nakasalalay sa Bible, ang tawag dyan ay tradisyon. O, halimbawa, hymn books. We use the hymn book. Is that Bible or is that tradition? It's tradition. They didn't have hymn books in the Bible days. So, we have to be careful na yung tradition ay hindi ilalagay natin sa level ng scripture. Do you see that? Okay? Catholic Church. Marami silang mga tradisyon, hindi base sa Bible, pero inaangat nila yung tradisyon sa level ng Bible. That is Roman Catholic. Protestante, the same thing. Meron din mga practices ang Protestante, wala sa Bible, pero linalagay sa equal terms ng Bible. Halimbawa, yung pagbinyag ng baby. Catholic and Protestant practice immersion. Baby baptism. Ha? We say, o di kaya sprinkling, or yung Greek Orthodox, linulubog talaga yung baby sa tubig. Sandali lang nga lang. Ganun lang. So, parang naligo yung bata. Nasyashak yung bata. But where did they get that tradition? It did not come from Scripture. The Bible does not address baptism of infant. Kasi lahat ng kandidato ng baptism nagsisi at sumampalataya kay Kristo. Yung baby ba, pwede ba siyang magsisi? Eh wala sa tamang isip. Okay? So, wala pa sila, inosente pa sila, kumbaga, they are exempt. Wala, kung mamatay ang isang sanggol, they go to heaven, automatic. Base yan sa turo ng salita ng Diyos, and we don't have time to examine that. Pero kung i-examine mo ang Bible, makikita mo talaga sa scriptures, nilaan ng Diyos ang langit para sa mga kabataan. Theirs are the kingdom of heaven. Now, we need to examine our tradition and make sure na ilagay natin sa tamang pwesto yung tradition natin at hindi natin ilalagay sa equal terms ang salita ng Diyos. In fact, kung meron tayong mga tradition na hindi biblical, dapat alisin natin sa buhay natin. Okay? Halimbawa, yung tradition ng pagpe-pray para sa mga patay. Ha? Nandiyan ba yan sa Bible? Wala. Wala sa Bible. Ipag-pray mo yung kaluluwa ng yumao kong nanay o tatay or kamag-anak o kaibigan, ipag-pray natin ang kanyang kaluluwa. Praying for the dead is not in the scriptures. Now, it is in the Apocrypha. It is in 2 Maccabees. But the Apocrypha is not scripture. That's why it's called Apocrypha. Ibig sabihin, mga tinago. Ha? Hindi, pag si Apocrypha, 12 books yun, extra. Na wala sa Bible natin dahil wala sa original Hebrew manuscript at saka Greek Textus Receptus, wala yung mga yon. Now sa Catholic Church, meron silang mga dagdag na books at yon, Prayer for the Dead, nandoon, 2 Maccabees. Okay? So anyway, so alisin natin sa practice natin yung pagpe-pray para sa kaluluwa na yumao na. At na sabi ng Bible, it is appointed unto man once to die, after this the judgment. So yung judgment pala, susunod yun pagkatapos ng kamatayan. Question, kapag nilagay ng Diyos ang isang kaluluwa sa impyerno, ano kayang pwede natin gawin para alisin yung kaluluwa na yan sa impyerno? Wala tayong magagawa. Bakit? Hindi tayo ang hustisya. Hindi tayo ang Diyos na humusga sa tao. Alright? And also at the same time, huwag natin husgayin ang tao. Hindi natin alam. Ang alam lang natin yung sarili natin. I know I'm saved. I cannot vouch for you if you are saved. I know I am. And so you can't put me in heaven. I'm already there in spirit. So when I die, you don't have to pray for me to go to heaven because I'm there. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? So, ganun din. Kapag ang tao namatay, wala siya kay Kristo, kahit na ipag-pray mo yan, hindi aalis sa impyerno yung kaluluwa ng tao na inilagay ng Diyos doon. Kasi paano nakaabot sa impyerno ang isang kaluluwa? Hinatulan siya ng Diyos at nilagay siya ng Diyos doon. Kaya ikaw naman, pasaway, Lord, maawa ka naman sa kaluluwa. Meron kasing humatol sa kanya na walang alam. Nilagay siya doon. Aksidente yun. You understand the foolishness of telling God where to put the soul. So, maling tradition, that's a bad tradition, that is not a biblical tradition, and we reject that tradition. Amen? So, it's common sense in Scripture, and you see that in Scripture. So, here are the Pharisees. Boy, I wonder what their tradition is. Look over in verse number 2. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? Well, let me ask you a question. Are the tradition of the elders on equal terms with the Scriptures? No. So, negative. Una sa lahat, nagagalit kayo sa mga disipulo kasi hindi sila naghugas ng kamay, ng mga pinggan, ng mga plagana. Hindi sila naghugas, naglinis, pero kumakain naman sila. And naiirita kayo kasi yung sa kanila, yung paglilinis, religious yon, ceremonial yon, nagiging banal sila sa kanilang paliligo at paglilinis. Pero tingnan mo, napakalayo naman ang kanilang puso. Look at verse number 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So, yan yung tradition ng elders, there's one thing. Here's the commandment of God, there's another thing. And by your tradition, you are transgressing the commandment of God. So nababali ninyo yung commandment ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng yung tradisyon. Brother Bill, may tradisyon kami. Tuwing Pasko, nagsasalo-salo kami as a family. Nagre-reunion kami. Paano ko yung Pasko, Linggo? May commandment ba tayo na pumulong pag Linggo? Meron ba o wala? So yung ginagawa natin dito, hindi option, no? Kala ko kasi optional. Kaya kung tingnan ko yung ibang member, baka isip nila, papasyal ako sa church kasi may aircon, may brown bag, may pagkain paminsan kapag nag-stay ka ng 11, at saka may oras naman ako, wala naman akong pasok, wala naman akong trabaho. Sige na, mag-church na nga. Ganun ba ang turing natin sa commandment ng Diyos? Question, kinuman ba ng Diyos na mag-church tayo? So, command talaga yan ng Diyos? May Diyos ba? Akala ko, baka tayo ang Diyos ng buhay natin. No, God has a commandment. Ang sabi niya, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Sabi niya, remember the Sabbath day. Say, Brother Bill, hindi naman ito Sabbath day. I know. I understand. Pero kung binukod ng Diyos ang isang araw sa 7, dapat binubukod din ng Kristiyano ang isang araw sa 7. Eh, ano yung araw natin? Sabbath? No. Hindi na Sabbath. First day of the week. Bakit? nung bumangon si Jesus, bumangon siya on the first day of the week. Nung pumulong yung mga apostol, pinulong sila ng Panginoon on the first day of the week. Hindi na sa Sabbath. Kung tayo ay mga Hudyo ng lumang tipan, ay yes. Blessed na blessed tayo. Dalawa ang araw ng pagsasamba natin. Sabbath and Sunday. Pero hindi naman tayo mga Hudyo. At inalis na ng Diyos yung Sabbath. So we worship the Lord on Sunday. So the commandment of God will always be challenged. Cha-challenge siya ng buhay. Yung buhay, maraming tradisyon. Tradisyon. Nakaugali na namin ito. Tradisyon namin ito. Ito yung ginagawa namin kapag Pasko. Walang church. Oh, that's a bad tradition. So you're violating verse 3. You're doing what Jesus rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees about. Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So make sure. Evaluate natin yung mga tradisyon natin. We all have traditions. So we make sure that our traditions do not violate the commandment of God. For verse number 4, here's what, ganito nila binali yung commandment ng Panginoon. Verse number 4, for God commanded saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So yan ang commandment. So mababasa mo naman yan sa Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, Exodus chapter 21, verse 27. That's true. Did you know that in the Old Testament? If you dishonor or curse your father and mother, you will suffer the death penalty. Is that good law or bad law? Ano sa palagay nyo? Death penalty. Kapag sumuway ka sa magulang, kapag minura mo ang magulang, kapag sinumpa mo ang magulang, babatuhin ka hanggang mamatay ka. Is that good law or bad law? Sa batas natin ngayon, ano sa palagay nyo? Good ba yan or bad? Huh? Sa Pilipinas, walang death penalty. Kasi, hindi good law yung death penalty. Pero Bible law ba ang death penalty? Yes, Bible law yun. Kaya, itrain natin yung konsensya natin na maging maka-Diyos, hindi makalupa. Yung makalupa, kawawa naman kasi yung mamamatay tao. Ba't natin siya patayin? Katulad ng pinaslang niya yung mga biktima niya. Pakainin na lang natin yan habang buhay. Sarado na lang natin sa presinto for life. Biro mo yung biktima niya, walang hustisya yung biktima niya. Yung pinatay niya, walang hustisya. Pero siya, nabubuhay. That's not correct. That is anti-Christ, anti-biblical. So, yan, pag bumoto kayo ng kandidato, tanungin nyo, Sir, Ma'am, naniniwala ba kayo sa death penalty? Ay, hindi. Walang ganyan dito. Oh, hindi kita bobotohin. Okay. Sayang lang yung vote ko. Ma'am, Brother Bill, is that biblical? Ay, ano? He that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Inulit pa yan ni Kristo. Is that Old Testament or New Testament na ngayon? New Testament na yan ngayon. Yung siyempre, base sa Old Testament. So yung Old Testament, pag hindi kinorek ng bagong tipan, implement pa rin yun. Kapag hindi inamendahan ni Kristo, implement pa rin yun. So sa mata ng Diyos, yung death penalty, is that good or bad? Good. Now, so sabi niya, yan ang dapat mangyari. Verse 5, but ye say, ayan na, dito ngayon salungat yung Pharisees and scribes. Dito ngayon yung makikita yung pagtaas ng tradisyon labag sa commandment ng Diyos. But ye say, ito ngayon, quote ngayon sa kanilang tradisyon, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift. By whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, it is a gift. So ganito yon. Nag-ipon ng pera yung tao at dapat yung kanyang magulang inaasahan yung tulong sa kanya at yung inipon niyang pera ibibigay niya yan sa magulang niya pang retirement nila. Pang tulong sa kanilang health, pang tulong sa kanilang retirement. kasi wala na silang lakas para magtumulong para sa tahanan or whatever. Pero imbis na ibigay sa kanila yung inheritance or yung pera, sasabihin ng bata, sasabihin niya ng mama, sabi niya, it is a gift. Ay, offering pala ito sa temple. Hindi ito para sa iyo, Nay. Hindi ito para sa iyo, Tay. Ito para sa temple, para sa mga Pharisees, at saka sa mga scribe, at saka sa Sanhedrin Council, sa lahat ng mga leaders namin. Ibig sabihin, yung obligasyon nila, natulungan yung kanilang mga magulang, honor thy father and thy mother, hindi nila maifulfill yan sa buhay nila dahil hindi nila bibigyan ng pera yung kanilang nanay tatay, pantulong. Do you see what they did? Ginamit nila yung tradisyon. This is a gift, korban, ang sa original Hebrew. Korban, this is a sacrifice. Hindi ko pwedeng ibigay sa inyo, ibibigay ko to sa temple. So, sino makikinabang sa pera? Parents or yung temple? Temple. Eh, yung pera na yun, nakalaan para kanino? Parents or temple? Parents dapat. Now, hindi ko sinasabi na kailangan pagdating sa pera, alam nyo yung purpose ng pera na yan. Kung yung purpose ng pera, tithes and offerings, ibigay nyo yan sa church, sa Panginoon. Kung yung pera na yan, nilaan mo yan pang retirement, pang security, for your honoring your father and your mother, which is part of the law, huwag nyong ilagay yung pera nila sa offering. Mali yun. O itong pera na ito, pambili ng ganito. That is budgeted, you give it to the appropriate budget. You understand that? Ang daming nagbibigay sa akin. Brother Bill, gusto kong ibigay ito sa Sunday school class. Okay? I mark that. Markado na ito. Envelope, may pera, pang Sunday school. Guess what? Hindi yan gagamitin pang bili ng panglinis. Hindi gagamitin pang bili ng pagkain or whatever. Pang Sunday school, ibig sabihin, ibibigay sa Sunday school ministry para merong snacks yung mga bata o damit or whatever na kailangan ng Sunday school ministry. Malinaw ba yan? Okay. So, yun, may nagbigay sa akin noon. Brother Bill, gusto kong ibigay ito sa mga families ng church ninyo. Naalala nyo nung pandemic? Ha? Kaya naka-receive yung mga families dito ng pera, yun ang sinabi sa akin. Ito, ang purpose ng pera na ito ay para sa mga families ninyo, sa church ninyo. Kaya nung pandemic, nakapagbigay kami, ito sa inyo, ito sa inyo, ito sa inyo, ito sa inyo. Hmm? Hindi pwedeng sabihin, ay hindi, para sa church yan, sige, ay, general, church, hindi ganyan ang budget. No. Lahat ng pera, kailangan may purpose. Eh kung pinurpos mo yung pera na yan para sa magulang, dapat ibigay sa magulang. Sa oras na ginamit mo yung pera sa mali, that is, ano bang tawag doon? Grafting ba yun? Halimbawa, binigyan ka ng pera, ginamit mo sa iba. Ano ba yun? Misappropriation ng funds, di ba? Ano ba yun? Misappropriation ba? Tama, no? Misappropriation. Oh. Misappropriation. Hindi basta-basta. This is very, very important sa Panginoon. And so, eto naman yung mga tradisyon, nila. Kinuha nila yung pera na designated sa parents. Tinawag pa na sacrifice para sa Panginoon daw. That makes it even worse. Okay? So verse number 6. And honor not his father nor his mother, he shall be free. Oh, malaya siya. Kahit na hindi niya in-honor yung magulang niya, malaya siya. Huh? Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. So ito yung commandment ng Panginoon. Binaliwala ninyo yung commandment ng Panginoon para makuha ninyo yung tradition ninyo. Do you see the problem here? You make the commandment of God of none effect. Walang effect sa buhay ang salita ng Diyos. So, ganun talaga tayo, no? Pasaway talaga mga Kristiyano. Tingnan mo, pasaway. Ang linaw ng salita ng Diyos, mag-church sa linggo. Nagagawa ba ng Christian yon? Hindi. You have made the commandment of God of none effect. Walang effect ang salita ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. Do you like that? Do you want that? That's not godly. That's not godly. So, verse 7. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophesy of you saying. So ngayon, punta ka sa Isaiah 29:13, mababasa mo ito. Verse 8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Okay sa bunganga, okay sa bibig, okay sa labi, pero wala talaga sa puso. Do you understand this is exactly where we are in Christianity? Huh? Sa buong Christendom? Ang dami nagsasabi, yes, ako ay Kristiyano. Pero tanungin mo, paano mo alam na Kristiyano ka? Malay ko. I don't know. Hindi naman ako Muslim. Ang babaw ng dahilan. They don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In their heart, the heart is not there. Kaya sasabihin ko sa inyo, wala sa porma ang Kristiyano. Hindi panlabas ang pagiging Kristiyano. Ang pagiging Kristiyano ay nasa puso. It is your heart. Na kung yung heart mo tama sa Panginoon, hindi, wala nang magsasabi sa'yo, tara, mag-church tayo. Kasi yung heart mo na kay Kristo, kung nasaan si Kristo, nandun ka. Do you understand that? May maliit kasi yung church natin. Sige, maghanap ka ng malaking church. Basta nandun si Kristo. Question. Nasa size ba ng church ang presensya ng Panginoong Jesucristo? Anong sabi ng Panginoon? Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Okay. So kahit na tayo-tayo lang, two or three. Salamat, medyo exceed tayo ng three. May bonus pa tayo. Amen? Basta nandyan si Kristo, yun ang importante. So kung yung heart mo tama na kay Kristo, pinipilit ka bang mag-church? Kung napipilitan ka mag-church, baka yung puso mo may problema. Mahirap ba mag-church? Mahirap pag yung pastor nagpipreach. Kala ko kasi ang isip ko mag-church para lang mabless ako ng Panginoon. Hindi blessing ito, blasting ito. Or whatever, something like that, I don't know. But the point is, huwag tayong hypocrite. Huwag tayong hypocrite, pakitang tao. Hindi naman ibibless ng Diyos yung pakitang tao. What is the point of being a hypocrite? Why do you want to be a hypocrite? We don't want hypocrite. Allow your heart to have a relationship with Jesus, and then all His commandments will be light, will be easy. Kung mahal mo si Kristo. Now, it says here, the people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yun ang tradisyon. So naalala nyo, commandments of God. Yung tradisyon, commandments of men. Commandments of men. Okay. So, sa pag-church natin, kailangan ba na naka barong? Is that a requirement by scripture? Ha? Huh? Hindi. Say, Brother Bill, ba't ka nagbabarong? Eh, kasi ito ang formal wear sa Pilipinas. Oh. Sa US, hindi ako nagbarong din ako doon para ma-explain ko naman ang barong sa mga ka-church ko doon. Okay? Pero pag nandun ako, naka-tie, shirt and tie ako. Tsaka malamig naman talaga doon. Talagang mag-necktie ka para mainit. Dito, hindi ka pwede mag-necktie. Sige, pwede ka mag-necktie. Kung gusto mo mag-necktie, wala akong problema sa iyo. Joe, gusto mag-Americana? Sige. Wear your suit, Joe, one Sunday is okay. But it's not required of Scripture. It's not required of Scripture. The important thing is you come to church with the heart right attitude. And if your heart is right, your dress will be right.
That's right.
You see? Your dress will be right if your heart is right. But in vain do they worship me. So, tinan mo. Ano ang halaga ng pag-alay natin ng samba sa Diyos pero wala naman sa puso natin? What benefit is that? Is God glorified when we offer to Him vain worship? No. That doesn't glorify the Lord. And so if we're going to worship Him, let's worship Him in spirit and in truth. Okay? In truth. So verse number 10, He called the multitude and said unto Him, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth defile a man. Kaya tingnan nyo. Kayong mga Pharisees and Sadducees, akala ninyo nasa pagkain ng mali. Tuturuan ko ngayon kayo ng doctrine, ng biblical doctrine, sabi ni Jesus. Ang nagpapadumi sa tao ay hindi yung pinapasok niya sa kanyang bibig. Then his disciples said unto him, Knowest thou the Pharisees were offended after they heard this? Oh, Jesus, hindi mo ba alam na offend yung mga Pharisees? Nung nakinig sila sa'yo? Huh? Ano sa palagay mo? Tinablan si Jesus ng offense ng Pharisees? No. Jesus could never keep them because they never wanted Him. So if Jesus had to adjust for the Pharisees, He would no longer be the Messiah, the Son of God. Tingnan mo, sino ang Diyos sa kanila? Pharisees ba o si Jesus? Si Jesus ang Diyos. Kaya, walang effect yon. Lord, alam mo ba na-offend sila sa'yo? He's not impressed with that. Verse 13, But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. That's the Pharisees. Hindi naman sila tinanim ng Diyos sa assembly, sa church. Dumalaw lang sila para lang konprantahan ako. Hindi sila planted ng Panginoon. Hindi inaalagaan yan ng Diyos Ama. Verse 14, Let them alone. Ipabayaan mo na lang sila, iwanan mo na lang sila. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. They're gonna be in a ditch. Mauuwi yan sa wala. Then answered Peter, ito na si Peter. So Matthew ngayon, in-expose niyo palagi si Peter magmula this couple chapters here. So Peter, tuwing makikita natin si Peter, may positive, may negative. Let's look at Peter. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. Lord, paki-explain nga ng parable. And so now, ba't hindi naunawaan ni Peter? Yun ang negative ni Peter. Yung positive naman, at least nagtanong siya para may benefit tayong lahat. Verse 16. Are ye also yet without understanding? Ikaw rin, Peter, wala ka bang pangunawa? Verse 17, Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth into at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. So, hindi yung pagkain na sinusubo mo sa bibig mo ang nagpaparumi sa tao, kundi yung lumalabas sa puso ng tao na umaabot sa bibig ng tao at sa bunganga ng tao. Can I tell you something? Whatever is in your heart always comes out in your mouth. Kung ano yung nasa puso mo, yan ang lalabas sa bibig mo. Now, examine yourself. What do you love to talk about? Whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth. So, kung sabi ng iba, Brother Bill, nakaugalian ko lang na yung cuss word? Magmura. Naugalian ko magmura, Brother Bill. Hindi, no. Sa Bible, puno kasi yung puso mo ng masama. Kaya lumalabas sa bibig mo yung pagmumura. It comes from the heart. Ang problema ng bibig, hindi bibig. Heart. Is that clear? Kaya yung Pharisees, maling-mali kayo. Tingnan mo, hindi kayo naghugas ng kamay. Kakain kayo, marurumihan yung tao. No, sabi ni Jesus Christ, ang rumi ng tao hindi galing sa labas, kundi galing sa loob. At lumalabas. For out of your heart, proceed. Eto ngayon, ililista ni Jesus Christ kung anong nasa heart ng tao. Now, examine yourself, ha? Itong bang mga bagay na ito ay nasa puso mo? Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Do you have evil thoughts? Are your thoughts evil or not evil sometimes? Are they sometimes evil? Yes. Murders. You say, well, I didn't ever want to murder somebody. Yeah, but you wish somebody died. Or you wish somebody would be killed. Murders. Adulteries. Oh, what's adulteries? I want to have a relationship with somebody who's married. Fornication. I want to have a relationship with somebody who's not married. Outside of marriage. Thefts. Pagnanakaw. False witness. Pagsinungaling. Blasphemies. Yeah, yung pagsabi ng OMG. Yeah, that's a blasphemous thing. Hey, Brother Bill, advertisement, oh. Oh, it, OM, yan. Yeah. No, that's blasphemy. Verse 20, these are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, defileth not a man. Anong mas mabigat sa palagay ninyo? Yung hindi paghugas ng kamay o yung fornication? Are they on the same level? Hindi, no? Pero sa mata ng Pharisee, yes. Well, that's just as evil as fornication. See how twisted and warped people become. So ilagay lang natin sa tama. Verse 21 is the last verse. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. So ano ngayon yung response ni Jesus sa mga Pharisees pagkatapos na i-correct niya sila? He departed. Again, he departed. Notice when John the Baptist was beheaded, Jesus departed. When the Pharisees rejected him, Jesus departed. So Jesus doesn't hang out. He doesn't offer truth. More than two or three times. He tells the truth over and over. He teaches, and if you don't receive the truth, he moves on. He departs. So you know, Matthew is bringing us to this practice, opposition and withdrawal, opposition and departure. So, corrupt mouth, corrupt plant, corrupt heart. And that's the whole idea of this. Is yung practice ng mundo natin, externalism, panlabas. Pero ang kailangan natin, hindi yung outward religiosity. Ang kailangan natin, yung true godliness ng heart. Amen? True godliness ng heart. Heart affects the mouth. Food is not the issue. Okay, so nasa bagong tipan tayo. Amen? Pwede na bang kainin? Yung mga ibang dapat na yung ibang putahe na pwedeng kainin? Yes, may bawal? May bawal ba? Sa pagkain, sabi ng Bible, nothing to be refused. Oh. So ano ba, bumisita kami sa ano, sa probinsya. Oh, may papaitan. Oh, pwede bang kainin ng papaitan? Pwede o hindi? Kung New Testament believer ka, sige, pwede. Ha? Bopis. Mahilig ba kayo sa Bopis? Do you know Bopis? Do you know Bopis, Marcia? Nothing to be refused. Anyway, I'm just saying, ang pagkain ngayon, hindi ka lalapit sa Diyos dahil sa pagkain. At hindi pwedeng tanggihan ang pagkain kung ito ay pagsasaluan ng may pasasalamat at pananalangin. Yan ang turo ng scriptures. Paano na narurumihan ng tao sa kanyang heart? Sa kanyang heart. Let me give you a couple Bible verses. Go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Notice what the Bible says here. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Ingatan ninyo ang inyong puso. Dahil anong diligence sa Tagalog? Nang may pagsusuri ng maayos? Dahil nanggagaling sa puso ang lahat ng mga bagay ng buhay. So, ingatan nyo yung heart ninyo. Okay? So, halimbawa, after church, na-sanctify yung heart natin sa salita ng Diyos. Halimbawa, kaninang umaga, ganda ng salita ng Diyos this morning. Ha? Walk in love. Ganda ng message. Ha? Kung paano na-bless tayo kay Christ, ngayon pwede tayong lumakad sa pag-ibig. Example natin si Christ. Na-sanctify yung heart natin. Ngayon, paglabas natin, ingatan nyo yung heart ninyo. Na sumunod tayo sa salita ng Diyos. Pag-uwi sa bahay, panatilihin ang salita ng Diyos. Pagdating sa eskwela, panatilihin ang salita ng Diyos. Pagdating sa trabaho, panatilihin ang salita ng Diyos. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, araw-araw na sa salita ng Diyos, ingatan ang puso natin. Sapagkat doon lumalabas sa puso natin ang lahat ng mga bagay ng buhay. So, Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Kaya pala, Brother Bill, mahalaga ang church. Kasi dito natin natututunan na ingatan yung puso natin. By the way, saan ka makakarinig ng ganyang preaching, teaching? Ha? Sa eskwela? Sa mga kabats mo? No. You get the biblical instruction from the church through the scriptures. If it's a biblical church. Ha? Kung hindi naman biblical yung church, edi ba't ka nag-church? Hindi naman Bible. Romans chapter 14, verse 14. Romans 14, verse 14. I know, and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So, Brother Bill, anong ibig sabihin nun? Ganito yon. Walang masama sa anumang bagay, pero kung yung konsensya mo, linalagay mo sa masama, magiging masama yon. Okay, I give you one example. Oh, I love Marcia. She's my wife. I give her a kiss. Oh. Is that good or is that bad? Oh. Yung mga kabataan, sabi, yak. That's yuck. Okay. Bakit? Kasi sa kanila, it is unclean. Do you see what the scripture says? There is nothing unclean but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Masama ba nahalikan yung asawa mo? Hindi naman. Oh. Yung mga young people, nagkakandara pa. Okay, question. Kung halikan mo yung girlfriend mo, o halikan mo yung boyfriend mo, masama ba yun?
Yes.
O, bakit masama? Correct. Kasi hindi kasal. Brother Bill, gusto kong bumili ng lupa.
pero wala akong pera. Nakakabili ka ba ng lupa kung wala kang pera? Ha? Anong klaseng lupa ang gusto mo? Yung lupa. Ako, nagtitinda ako ng lupa. Saan mo gusto yung lupa? Saan mo gusto mong ilagay yung lupa? O, hindi ka pa kakabili ng lupa kung wala kang pera. Hindi ka makakapag-asawa kung wala kang ipon, wala kang pera. Do you understand that? Kaya pag nagpapahalik siya sa'yo, hindi pa kayo kasal. Para kang bumibili ng lupa na walang pera. It is wrong. Masama ba na naisin ng bata na magkaroon siya ng family? Masama ba yun o hindi? Hindi yun masama. Natural yun. Gusto ng tao na magkaroon ng family. That's natural. Pero kung yung konsensya ng tao marumi, marumi lahat. Do you understand the scriptures? You guard your heart. You guard your heart. Ingatan mo yung heart mo. Ayan ang turo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Yung tradisyon natin pwedeng maging mas labag sa salita ng Diyos, maging walang epek ang salita ng Diyos. Maaari bang mangyari ito sa Kristiyano? Yes. Yung heart natin ba? May puno ba ng evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies? Kung hindi natin ingatin yung heart natin, mapupuno yan ng ganito. Do you understand that? Is this clear? Okay. So a heart, the heart of man is the heart problem. But God can transform the heart. Amen. Jeremiah 23. Last verse, Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Tingnan mo ang sabi ng Bible, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." So, Brother Bill, matigas talaga yung puso ng tao. Hayaan mo lang yung salita ng Diyos ang dumapo sa kanya. Kasi ito ay parang apoy at parang martilyo. It can break the hardest heart. The word of God has power to bust through the hardest hearts. Amen? I believe in that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, sa salita ng Diyos na nagbibigay ng liwanag sa amin, Lord, na makita namin ang katotohanan na mas higit pa ang commandment ng Panginoon kesa sa tradisyon at commandment ng tao. Help us to evaluate, Lord, yung sarili naming heart na huwag itong maging puno ng evil thoughts, ng thefts, ng fornications, ng adulteries, murders, and other things, Lord, blasphemies, na maging malinis po yung puso namin, lalo na sa pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos. Binibigyan mo na naman kami ng bagong opportunity na maging malinis sa puso at i-implement ang mga bagay na natutunan namin sa salita ng Diyos. Nawa hindi namin makalimutan ito. Nawa ma-practice talaga namin yung Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. To keep the heart with all diligence, Lord. Yan ang pinaka-importante na dapat namin gawin. Na ilagay namin sa heart namin ang commandment ng Diyos. Huwag matakot sa tao, matakot sa Diyos. We love you, Lord. We ask your blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Habang nakayuko ang ulo,